certainly enjoyed our time with Joe and Ann, and we miss them, but they have other work for the Lord, so we've got to carry on in the meantime. And the Lord's work is not dependent on any one servant.
我非常感谢Joe和Ann弟兄和姊妹，就是他们也有其他的工作要去做，那我们会继续，那神的工呢，的确是不是放在一个工人身上的。
So we're happy this morning to see each one here. And we're going to continue our studies in the book of Luke.
那我们继续学习路加福音。
Luke chapter 22.
路加福音22章。
And we'll read from verse 39 to verse 46. And if we can start, we'll have Yanling start.
我们从39节读到46节。
耶稣出来照常往橄榄山去，门徒也跟随他。 到了那地方，就对他们说：“你们要祷告，免得入了迷惑。”于是离开他们，约有扔一块石头那么远，跪下祷告，说：“父啊，你若愿意，就把这杯撤去。然而不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。”有一位天使从天上显现，加添他的力量。
耶稣极其伤痛，祷告更加恳切，汗珠如大雪滴，点大雪点。 滴在地上，祷告完了就起来，到门徒那里，见他们因为忧愁都睡着了，就对他们说：“你们为什么睡觉呢？起来祷告，免得入了迷惑。”Amen.
We read there in verse 39 that Jesus went out as usual. Which means that that was a normal thing for him. In the evenings, he would go out from the city after teaching in the temple, and he would go out each night and spend the night on the Mount of Olives.
所以这里他说耶稣出来照常，照常就意味着呢，在那一周呢，他每一天都会在晚间的时候，出去，去到橄榄山上去。
Now this is. Late on the Thursday night.
这已经是星期四晚上晚间的很晚的时候。
On the Sunday, the previous Sunday, remember he had ridden into Jerusalem as presenting himself as the king of Israel.
我们都记得在前一个星期日呢，他进到耶路撒冷，以一个王的身份进去了。
And he had ridden down that same mountain, the Mount of Olives, into Jerusalem from the east.
然后他也同样是在从东边，在这样的橄榄山上，下山进到耶路撒冷。他是从东边进去的。But
what he found, remember, if you recall now, what he found when he came into the city was a city that was taken over by thieves and robbers in the name of religion.
当他进到城市的耶路撒冷的时候，他发现整座城呢，其实都是以那些宗教的人士的名义，但他们实际上是盗贼是强盗所占据着。
The first thing that he did on the Monday morning was to go early and to cleanse the temple.
他星期一早晨做的第一件事就是去洁净圣殿，把那些卖牛羊的都赶出去。And
now the religious authorities then. They sought a plan to kill the Lord Jesus.
然后那些宗教的阶层呢，就努力想找一个方式来杀掉耶稣。
As king, he was rejected.
作为王呢，他被拒绝了。And
so he spent his nights after teaching all day in the temple. He spent his nights out on the Mount of Olives.
然后他在每一天在圣殿讲道完以后呢，他都会晚上整晚会待在橄榄山上。And
Satan, the enemy of God, is working behind the scenes.
然后撒旦，神的仇敌呢，也在这个背后在做他自己的工。
He already has one of his disciples in his power.
然后他也在门徒里面找了一个他能够控制的。
And he sold the Lord Jesus for 30 pieces of silver, going to the priests and telling them that he knew how he could betray him.
然后呢，他用30两银子，他卖了耶稣，去找到大祭司，说我要把耶稣交给你。
While he was teaching in the temple, the religious authorities, they couldn't seize him, they couldn't catch him because he was very popular with ordinary people.
但是呢，他们不能当众去拿他，因为他在普通人当中啊，特别受欢迎。
And so, Judas, he went to the priest and said, "I know how you can catch him after he's gone from the city."
然后呢，犹大就跑去那个大祭司呢，说，告诉他，哎，我现在可以告诉你，怎么样能够在他和人群分开了以后能抓得到他。
And he probably told them, every night he goes out into the olive trees and sleeps there during the night. I can take you there tonight."
所以他会告诉，很可能告诉大祭司说，他每天晚上他都会离开人群去橄榄山，然后呢，我可以在那个时候把你们带去。
Well, the Lord Jesus, of course, would know this, wouldn't he?
但耶稣当然就知道这一切，是不是？因为他是神嘛。
Why didn't he avoid it, as he avoided many other times when they tried to take him?
为什么他这次不去躲过去？因为他在这之前有好几次，宗教阶层要去抓他，他都躲过去了。
Sometimes when they tried to take him, kill him, he just disappeared on them.
有的时候呢，他们当想去抓他、杀他的时候呢，他其实就是马上就离开或者消失了。
The reason is that it was his time to be offered up.
原因就是他的时候到了，前面是他的时候没有到，他的时候把自己献上的时候到了。
It was the Father's plan that in grace the Lord Jesus would be turned over to the authorities, be tried, and then be convicted.And die the innocent one for the rebels.
因为这是神的，也是父的旨意。耶稣要站在我们罪人的悖逆人的身份上为我们死了。他以一个无辜的身份为我们死了，赎了我们的罪。
And so when the Lord Jesus went out that night from the upper room after having instituted the Lord's Supper with his disciples. Eating the last Passover before he suffered, he knew what was going to come that night when he went out into the garden.
所以当他们那天晚上在阁楼上吃完了最后的晚餐，耶稣把圣餐的礼交给门徒们之后，他知道将要发生的事了。
And he's with his disciples here, it says in verse 39.
然后他和他的门徒一起在39节就讲到。
Of course, they don't understand what's going on.
但是门徒们不知道将要发生什么。
To them, it's another night.
对他们来说，只是又一个晚上的开始。
But there's strange dark powers working.
但实际上有一个有黑暗势力正在工作在那一天。
And so it says here in verse 40, on reaching the place.
然后到四十节，他说，到了那地方。
He warns them.
他警告他们说
And this is the place of betrayal.
这就是一个被出卖的地方。
It's the place where the Son of God is going to hand himself over to the powers of darkness.
这个地方呢，神子要把自己交给那黑暗的势力。
And they would say that as he said earlier, it is their power and their the darkness, the power of darkness.
所以他这里说是他们的黑暗的力量。
And so he reaches that place.
然后他到了那个地方。
Knowing completely what's going to happen to him.
完全知道马上要发生的事情。
As an act of obedience, he is going to be obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
因着顺服，他要顺服至死，乃至死在十字架上。
But his first thought on reaching the place is not for himself.
但是他到了那个地方，他第一个想法其实甚至不是为自己的。
You see, he warns them there in verse 40.
因为在四十节他 他是在警告门徒。
Pray that you will not fall into temptation.
他说你们要祷告，免得入了迷惑。
What will be their temptation?
他们的迷惑会是什么呢？
Well, the temptation is going to be to not be able to go through with what they had said they would do.
这样的迷惑很可能就是他们没有办法去经历他们未来要经历的这个他们认为他们能够抵受的耶稣的 这些苦难的事情，就是他们自己以为他可以，但实际上不可以。
There's going to be an intense pressure put on every one of those disciples that night.
因为在那天晚上有巨大的压力会给到所有那些耶稣的门徒。
There would be the temptation to run and flee from what was going to be taking place.
因为会有一个很大的迷惑或压力让他们都逃跑，完完全全逃开。
In the next story we read how there came soldiers from the chief priests, the temple guards, and elders. They all came with sticks and swords to take the Lord Jesus.
因为等会儿我们就会看见的整个场面，所有的那些大祭司、那些兵丁、那些宗教阶层的人，他们会带着刀和棒过来来拿耶稣，整个场面就开始变得非常激烈了。
But beyond the physical powers that they would confront, there were spiritual powers that they could feel but would not be able to understand.
虽然我们讲到的是有形的外在的兵丁来拿的这样的压力，但是呢灵里依然有很大的压力，他们虽然能够感觉，但是他们不能够去处理。
Have you ever been frightened by some spiritual power, some spiritual visitation that came upon you?
你们有没有在灵里被一些属灵的事情有过惊吓或者有过压力这样的经历吗？
Well, you might have full of irrational fears that have, you don't have any basis to believe, but you're afraid.
但是呢举个例子，我们很可能会有一些完全不理性的恐惧，你都不知道它没有原因没有根据，但你就是非常害怕。
Well, those disciples, they all were under that kind of spiritual oppression.
这些的门徒都在这样的属灵的压迫之下。
Now, I want you to turn with me to keep your finger in your place there and turn to Mark, the Gospel of Mark.
我们先这里先留在这，我们先回头看一下马可福音。
And we want to look at a parallel passage, Mark chapter 14.
我们看一个平行的经文，也是讲这一段的经文，就是14章，在马可福音的14章，也讲。
Because Mark will help to fill in some of the questions you might have regarding this event in the Garden of the Mount of Olives.
因为马可可以帮助我们回答一些我们可能会读到会产生的一些问题，在橄榄山上这一晚上的一些问题。
Now before we turn there, a word of explanation.
在我们详细查考马可之前，我们有一些解释。
If you visit Jerusalem today, to the east of the city is the Mount of Olives. It's called that today.
今天如果你还是去拜访耶路撒冷的话呢，在耶路撒冷城的东边就是橄榄山，依然还在那里，也是个名。
And at the foot of the Mount of Olives, today there are still olive groves there today you can visit.
所以就在橄榄山的底下还是有橄榄树哈，就今天还会有，还在那里。
But here we read that at that time, I don't know about today, possibly there is an olive press there. But it says, oh,
Verse 32, 35节,
34章的35节. It says they went to a place.
32节.
They went to a place called Gethsemane. That's the name in the Aramaic or Hebrew.
所以这里三十二节说他们马可的十四章三十二节，他们来到第一个地方叫克西马尼。What in Hebrew?
Gethsemane means, I mean, it means, that's a Hebrew word.
Yeah, means what?
It means oil press.
Oil press.
Oil press.
Okay, okay. 所以克西马尼呢，它是一个希伯来语，它的意思就是榨油的意思啊。所以他说在当时这个山底下有很多的橄榄树，所以有一个榨油厂在那。
And the olives would be put under tremendous pressure to squeeze the oil.
所以你们都知道榨橄榄油的榨法，就是要把橄榄放在一个巨大的压力下，然后把它的油挤出来。
That oil was used for many things.
啊，这个油可以用来很多的方面。
It was used for anointing the hair and the skin.
啊，它可以用来我们润肤和这个和涂在头上的油啊。
You ladies all know about olive oil for cooking, don't you?
啊，然后橄榄油可以炒菜。Yeah.
It was used for that. It was also used for oil for the lamps for light.
哦，它也是用来灯点灯用的当时。
And in the temple, in the temple where the priests went, the only light that was in the temple building itself was the light from the oil lamps that burned in the holy place.
哦，在帐幕里是会幕里面唯一的那个灯台上的灯，就是用橄榄油点的。
And oil in the scripture always speaks of the Holy Spirit.
然后在圣经里，橄榄油总是会用来代表圣灵。
And so here he came to the place Gethsemane. It's called Gethsemane twice in the scriptures. John also tells us that there was an olive grove there. So it's easy to understand that the Lord Jesus was in this place, and it has a figurative meaning, has a symbolic meaning for us.
所以这里呢，耶稣在最后的那天晚上来到克西马尼，这个叫榨油的地方，它是有预表含有属灵的寓意的。
And so the place of the oil press, in order for that pure oil to be able to come out from the fruit of the olive tree, there must be great pressure put on it.
所以榨油的越榨的好的，让这个油榨的越好的，一定是这个压力要越大，让它的这个油能够出来。
Now the secret to understanding what happened in Gethsemane with the Lord Jesus is this great pressure that was brought.
所以去理解克西马尼的这件事情，那最好的角度就是，在耶稣身上我们看见了巨大的压力。
Now every press has two parts.
所有的压力有两个部分。
There has the bottom, and it has the top.
它有底，它有顶，然后才能压。
The olive is put in between.
然后橄榄是放在当中的。
And there's pressure brought on it to squeeze it out.
然后压力就把它压下来，橄榄油就出来了。
And there are two things that brought the Lord Jesus there that day.
有两件事把耶稣基督带到那一天那个地方。
The hatred of Satan.
撒旦的仇恨。
And the will of God.
还有神的旨意。
Between those two things, there was, as it were,The Lord Jesus came in between.
Amen. 但是在这两件事情当中呢，耶稣基督进来。
And he came in there for you and for me.
他来为了你，为了我们。
We had disobeyed God's will.
我们背逆了神的旨意。
But when the Lord Jesus came out of the sufferings of Gethsemane, it was pure, we understand it was pure olive oil.
当耶稣离开克西马尼的时候，他就会变成非常纯净的橄榄油。
Let's read here in again in Mark. If your finger is there, we'll read verses 33 and 34.
然后我们读马可的33和34节。
He took Peter, James, and John along with him, and notice this now. He began to be deeply distressed and troubled.
然后他带着彼得、雅各、约翰同去，就惊恐起来。
He says, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death." He said to them, "Stay here and keep watch."
然后他极其难过，对他们说：“我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死。你们在这里等候警醒。”
Now, first of all, let's turn back to the disciples.
首先呢，我们先回到门徒那里。
We'll explore the emotions and the experience of the Lord Jesus a little more in a moment.
我们等一会儿再多解释一点耶稣自己的这个心理和他的情。
But first of all, his concern for his disciples.
但我们先看他对门徒的担忧。
They wouldn't be able to enter into his troubles.
因为那些门徒他不能跟随主而进到他的那个苦难里去，他们没有准备好。
He would suffer all alone.
因为耶稣会自己独自一人去承担一切的苦难。
He says here in verse 34, stay here, he says, and keep watch.
然后他才会34节说，你们停在这里，等候警醒。
He didn't say watch with me.
他没有说呢为我警醒。
He says watch for yourselves.
他说为你自己警醒。
That's very important.
这是非常重要的事情。
He had told them, watch and pray that you don't fall into temptation.
所以他会说你们要警醒祷告，以至于你们自己不要跌倒软弱迷惑。
See, the Lord Jesus is going to come through Gethsemane as the victor.
因为耶稣会离开克西马尼园以一个胜利得胜的姿态离开。
It was his final conflict with Satan.
这是他最后的和撒旦的一战。
And he would come out as the conqueror, the overcomer.
然后他会以一个得胜者的姿态离开。
But here again, he's concerned for his disciples.
但是呢，他还是担忧他的门徒。
And what was their reaction?
他们的反应是什么 ？Steve,
what did they do?
他们做了什么 ？Sleeping，
睡着了。They all fell asleep。
他们都睡着了。
Because of sorrow，
因为难受啊。
So when the time came to stand with the Lord Jesus， what happened？
当他们来到那个时刻要跟耶稣基督站立一同站立的时候，发生什么
？They all ran for their lives。
然后都逃命了，他们。
They all failed him.
都失败了。
But not entirely.
并不完全是。
Because the Lord Jesus is the one who can bring back his wandering sheep. He can restore those things that he never took away.
所以耶稣是那个能够把他丢失的羊找回来的人，所以他并没有，他们并没有完全是迷失。耶稣会把他们。再寻回来。
I want to return to the Lord Jesus now.
那我们回到耶稣基督的状态。
It says that Matthew tells us that three times he prayed.
马太告诉我们，马太福音告诉我们，他祷告了前后三次。
And this is what he prayed.
对，他是这么祷告的。
Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me.
他说：“父啊，如果可行，求你拿走这杯。”这个杯子 ，OK。
And we read there in verse 36.
然后我们在这里的36节看见。
Verse 35, sorry, in Mark.
35还是马可。
Going a little further, he fell to the ground and prayed that, if possible, the hour might pass from him.
他就稍往前走，伏伏在地祷告说：“倘若可行，便叫那时候过去。”
Abba, Father, he said. Now, Abba is the Hebrew word that a little baby would use. The first words for like Papa in English. I don't know what you maybe you have something in Mandarin. Abba. It's a very simple word that a little child would be able to understand and be able to speak. Abba, Father, he says.
阿爸父啊，阿爸是一个希伯来语啊。这个词呢，是一个小孩子，刚刚开始说话的时候，他叫爸爸的叫法，就像那个英文里面叫 Papa， 中文也有自己的词。那他是个非常小的孩子的，站在他的脚，他去呼喊他的父亲，这么一个角色。
He says here, Father, everything is possible for you.
他说：“阿爸父啊，他说每一样的事情啊，你凡事都能。”
take this cup from me.
他说求你将这杯撤去。
That's a strange prayer, is it not?
这是一个非常奇怪的祷告，不是吗？
I mean, after all, didn't the Lord Jesus say that I must go up to Jerusalem, I must be rejected by the elders, by the chief priests and the scribes, I must be killed, but the third day I rise again.
在这之前，你们都记得，耶稣难道不是都说了吗？他说我要去耶路撒冷，他们要拒绝我，他们要杀了我，第三天我要复活。这些难道他不知道吗？他都说过的。
Why?Why now does it cause him such great distress? And why is he praying to the Father?
为什么这里他突然有一个特别大的困惑然后他为什么要向上帝祷告呢？
Have we any ideas? Any
有什么想法吗？在这个事情上。
Wasn't that his purpose in coming into the world?
难道这不是他来到地上的目的吗？
Was to die for the sins of the world.
不是为了罪死，为这个罪的世界的罪死吗？
We read in the scriptures that it was God's purpose is that he die even before the world began.
我们都知道在圣经里讲这是神的旨意，在世界还没有有之前的旨意就是要耶稣为我们死了。
Peter writes that he was the lamb slain before the foundation of the world.
耶稣这是彼得告诉我们他是在地建立之前他就是那个预定要受死的羊。
And now is he suddenly afraid?
然后他突然之间害怕了吗？
And saying, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me.
然后说哎呀如果可行求你拿走这个杯。
Can anyone hazard a guess why this prayer?
然后我们能不能大胆的猜一下，这个祷告到底是什么意思？
是不是因为这个痛苦实在是太大了，是我们人不能想象的
？Whether it's the pain is so great that we, as a human being, cannot imagine?
No, he said, it was for the joy that was set before him. He endured the cross. It wasn't the pain and suffering.
因为他说到这个是。他愿意他喜悦这么做所以这是他的喜乐所以这个不是因为 pain 不是因为痛苦。
But Nicole, you're onto something.
你是的确说到一点东西。
What is the cause? What is the root cause of all pain and suffering?
是什么导致我们所有的疼所有的痛苦那个根是在哪里
所有人的罪 All
sin. Everybody's sin.
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 Sin.、
Yeah.
Sin. That's right. You see, the Lord Jesus, he was holy, spotless, without sin.
你要知道耶稣基督是圣洁的他没有任何的罪。
And that cup that he would have to drink would be a cup that would be full of sin and cursing, and he would be forsaken of the Father if he drank that.
然后这个杯是满是罪恶和咒诅然后他喝下去其实就是父要把他离弃了要他站在我们的位置上。
The scriptures not only say that he bore our sins were put upon him, but it says he became sin.
所以圣经不只是说他承担了我们的罪他喝进他要成为我们的罪。他就是罪了。
He became sin for us. He who knew no sin.
他为我们成为罪，但是在他本没有罪。
It's like if you have a little illustration. You've just bought a brand new suit or a beautiful dress, and now you get a flat tire in a mud puddle.
就如果你买一件特别好的衣服新衣服然后你会在上面有一个小黑小污点。
And you have to lie down in the mud puddle to change that tire or something. That's not sort of a rough idea of
this. 那个轮胎爆胎了我必须躺在地上修轮胎。
就是你在泥潭里你车胎 run flat tire, 然后你车胎爆了你躺在泥潭里去修胎。
You know, you don't want to defile your garments.
然后你又穿了一身新衣服，然后你真是不愿意去弄脏你的衣服啊。
I mean that's a poor example, but this holy Son of God to actually come into contact with our sin.
对，这不是个特别恰当的比喻，但是我们可以想象，我纯然无罪的、纯洁无罪的上帝要站在我们的位置上，成为为我们成为罪。
And there's another thing.
还有一个事情。
Is that he was a real man?
他是个真实的人，对不对
？He was the God man.
他是神的孩子。
But he was real man.
他也是个，同时也是一个真实的人。
He could say, "My will. My will is not to come into contact with sin."
他也可以啊、哦，他对他也可以说他自己的意愿，他的意愿是不愿意跟罪有任何的联系。
But he says there.
因为他是人嘛，所以他也有自由意志。
Yet not my will, but what you will.
但是呢，他最后讲了一句很重要的话：但不要从我的意思，只要从你的意思。
It was the will of the Father that the Son be the sacrifice, and it was the will of the Son to do the Father's will.
这是父的旨意，要子成为罪，去救赎人类，也是子的旨意，意思他愿意执行父的旨意。
Now, we have an example of this, a small example.
我们举一个小的例子。
With Abraham and Isaac.
就是亚伯拉罕和以撒。
You recall the story of Abraham and Isaac?
你们都记得这个故事，对不对？亚伯拉罕先以撒。
There was Abraham at the end of his life.Was tested by God to sacrifice his promised son on one of the mountains.
所以亚伯拉罕在他生命最后的那段时间呢，神在试验他，让他把唯一的有应许得的以撒呢献上。
Isaac was the son of promise.
以撒是应许之子。
All the promises that God had made to Abraham would come through Isaac.
所有上帝给到亚伯拉罕的应许都要从以撒出来。
He said, "Your children are going to be as many as the stars in the heaven and as the sand in the seashore."
他说：“你的孩子，你的后裔要像天边的星和海边的沙那么多。
Kings and nations are going to come from you.
国度和万族都要从你而出。”
But it's only going to come through Isaac, your son of promise.
但只会从以撒出，那就是应许之子。
Now God is asking him to sacrifice this one.
但是上帝却让他把以撒献上。
His only son.
他唯一的儿子。
What did Abraham do? He early in the morning he saddled a donkey and he cut the wood and he took the fire.And he started up the mountain with his son. He put the wood on the back of Isaac.
所以早晨他干什么呢？亚伯拉罕啊，他射好了驴，然后把柴火准备好，点火的准备好，然后把柴火放在以撒的身上。
And leaving the donkey and the servants at the bottom of the mountain, the two went together.
然后呢，他把仆人和驴呢留在山脚下，他们俩父子俩自己走上山。
The father and the obedient son.
然后父亲和一个顺服的孩子。
Isaac on the way up, bearing this heavy load of wood, asked his father, "Father, you have the knife. We've got the wood, and you have the fire in your hand in a censer. But where's the lamb for the offering?"
然后以撒呢背着沉重的木头。就像耶稣背的一样，然后他跟他父亲说，他说你有的刀，你有了柴，你有了点火的东西，那羊在哪里？祭物在哪里？
Did Isaac know who the lamb would be?
以撒知道谁是那只羊吗？
Abraham's answer to his son was, God will provide a lamb for a burnt offering.
亚伯拉罕回答以撒就说：“上帝必自己预备他的祭物。”
And so they come to the place.
啊，他们到了那个地方。
That God had showed him.
然后上帝告诉他们那个地方。
And Abraham built an altar there.
然后亚伯拉罕就建了一个祭坛。
And he took Isaac and bound him up.
然后他把以撒拉过来绑起来。
And placed him on the altar.
然后把他放在祭坛上。
Now back up a little bit.
然后我们回来一点点。
Isaac is a young man.
以撒其实是个年轻人了已经。
In the full strength of his youth.
是在有足够力量的他的这个状态下面。
He could be anywhere from 17 to 30 years old.
他应该岁数是在17到30岁之间。
Abraham is an old man.
亚伯拉罕是个老人家。
He's over 100 years old.
在那个时候已经超过100岁了。
How do you think that Isaac could be bound and put on the altar if he was not willing?
你怎么想可以想象以撒可以被绑起来放在祭坛上如果他自己不愿意。
He was willing.
他自己愿意的。
And that's a picture of our Lord Jesus.
这就是耶稣的形象。
But Isaac asked the question.
但是以撒还是问了个问题。
Where is the lamb?
羊在哪里?
It would be God's provision.
这是神会自己预备。
The Lord Jesus, He asked the question, "If it's possible, let this cup pass from me."
这也是耶稣说，如果可行，求你把这杯撤去。
In a sense, what He's saying is, there is the fire, there's the wood. Is there any other way to provide a salvation for this fallen humanity but my sacrifice?Is there any other way?
所以这里，所以这里也一样有同样的那个比喻哈，就是他说现在有了柴，有了点火的，有没有其他的方法能够救赎这堕落的人类呢？除了把我成为祭物。
In our court systems.
但我们这个法律的这个系统里啊。
In order to establish the innocence or guilt of the convicted, we have defense lawyers who will ask all the questions.
在我们的这个法庭上呢，我们都知道，为了要定一个人的罪呢，一定会有一个辩护律师会问很多的问题。
Every possibility is explored in the court.
所有的可能呢，你都要去尝试去解释在法庭上。
So that if someone is found guilty, there can be no appeal because everything has been all the evidence has been put out.
所以一个人被定罪以后呢，是没有再回诉的这个可能，因为在法庭上一定是每一样的。可能性你都会去尝试的去解释过。
And so the Lord,
每样的证据。
So the Lord Jesus is asking this question.
所以耶稣会问这个问题。
Said, Father, everything is possible to you.
他说每一样事情你都可以做得到。
If it's possible, let me not drink this cup.
有没有可能让我不喝这个杯呢?
What was the answer?
答案是什么呢?
There was no answer.
No answer. 没有回答。
The answer was there was no other possibility.
答案是没有其他的可能。
And that was said not only to God the Father, but who else was there in the garden that day?
不单是天父，谁还在那个克西马尼园里？
He had withdrawn from his disciples, so he was alone, wasn't he?
因为他已经离开他的门徒，其实他当时第一个人在那儿。
But Satan heard that.
但是撒旦是听见了。
And he thought.
然后他想。
That he had won the day.
他已经得胜了。
But instead.
但事实上。
Through the wisdom of God, God overturned Satan. Because it's through death that he would destroy the one who had the power of death.
但事实上神的大能就显在他通过死他来败坏了。死亡的权利。
There was no other way that we could be saved.
因为没有其他的方式我们人可以靠着得救。
Except through the obedience of the Son.
除了通过顺服的圣子。
Laying down his life willingly.
在他自己愿意的情况下把他的生命献上。
As the obedient one.
成为那顺服的顺服那个榜样。
And thereby, man could be redeemed.
借着这个受死他人类可以得到救赎。
But how much stress did that bring? The press, the olive press. We read here in verse 34 in Mark again.
我们在34节再读一下，我们就能理解当时耶稣承担多大的压力。
My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death.
我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死。
The Lord Jesus was not just exaggerating here.
耶稣在这里并不是在夸张哈。
The pressure, the intense spiritual, the intense emotional and physical pressure, all bearing on him that evening, took him to the very point of death.
所以那个极高强度的灵力的乃至后来肉体的那个压力，在那个那一刻，会把他带到几乎要死的程度。
For him, death would mean the body. There would be no spiritual death for him.
因为在他来说呢，死就意味着其实是肉体的，因为他在他不会有灵里的死亡。
Because he is the life-giving spirit.
因为他是那个给生命的那一位啊。
But the physical vehicle that the Son of God was in, his body, could not bear the pressure.
但他的有形的身体，神在里面的这个有形的身体，他没办法承担所有的这个压力。
Turn back to Luke again.
我们回到路加。
And again, verse 42.
然后四十二节。
Or, yes. Father, he says, if you're willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done.
然后说，父啊，你若愿意，就把这杯撤去。然而不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。
And it says, we read there in verse 43 that because of his weakness, at the point of death, an angel from heaven had to come and strengthen him.
所以在他的压力快到死的程度下呢，有一位天使从天上显现，加添他的力量。
And then, that wasn't the end of it. The angel strengthened him that he might continue through this great agony that he was under.
天使加添他力量，让他能够有能力继续在这个巨大的痛苦当中继续往前行。
It says he prayed more earnestly.
然后他说呢，他祷告更加的恳切。
And then he sweat, as it were, great drops of blood.
然后他的汗珠如大雪点滴在地上。
They are falling to the ground.
然后他掉在地上。
Great drops of blood. There's a medical term for this. It's called hematidrosis. Hematidrosis.
这是一个医学上的可以用的词哈。
And sometimes when there is intense physical and emotional stress, the blood vessels actually break in the and the blood and sweat combine to in the and it's a noted medical distress.
所以这个在医学上是有这么一个现象啊，就是当人在巨大的压力的时候呢，他的末端的毛细血管会破裂，然后呢，血和汗会混在一起滴下来。
And so we see the pressure now of Gethsemane, the olive press.
所以你会看见在克西马尼园的巨大的压力，那榨橄榄油的压力。
What came out?
什么出来了
？What came out of this one that was under the pressure?
在压力下什么出来
Oil, the pure oil, wasn't it? Father, let your will be done.
纯净的油出来。
The obedient son.
纯净的油，他说，父啊，愿你的旨意成全，一个顺服的孩子。
And so he came through this time.
然后他度过了这个时刻。
And rising from the ground in the last prayer that he had done.
然后祷告完了，最后一个祷告完了，他就站起来。
He would go forth as the obedient son, become sin for us.
然后他会向前，成为一个顺服的孩子，也为我们成为罪。
Now I'm gonna just pause here for a moment and make a little application.
好，我们先停在这儿，我们做一点应用。
When we think of our righteousness,
当我想到我们自己的义的时候
，you know, people that reject the Savior and think that they are righteous before God,
我们人离弃我们的圣主，然后觉得自己是义的，在神面前
，and think that they can argue against God,
然后你觉得他们能够和神这个争论吗
？And God having to he didn't spare his son, but he offered him up for us all.
上帝并没有 spare 留下来。上帝并没有把他的孩子留下，相反是给我们成为那个救主。
People that reject what God has done through Jesus Christ, they reject their own lives themselves. They will have to suffer.What the Lord Jesus, we see this intense suffering that He suffered. That those who reject God's offer of mercy are going to have to suffer like that. That's something of the suffering.
对，所以这是关于苦难的一个特别好的表现，就是那一切拒绝耶稣基督的，其实他自己要经历的这个苦难，也是同样在耶稣在克西马尼园要去经历的那个苦难是一样的。
You know, when I come to this portion of the Bible, we read all the Bible from one end to the other end, and we read that God is love. But this portion here just breaks me up. Mm. It just crushes me to tears when I read this portion especially. You know, the Lord Jesus...
Yeah. 所以他说我们整本圣经从头到尾其实表现的都是爱，然后在每每我读到这么一段，在耶稣上十字架前的克西马尼的这一段，我总是特别特别的感动，常常会流泪。
You know, when the Lord Jesus he was standing on the Mount of Olives and he was weeping over Jerusalem, and Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who crucify, murder, kill the priests and the prophets.How oft would I have gathered you under my wings, but you would not come.
所以有一次，耶稣站在橄榄山上，对耶路撒冷说：“耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷，你总是把先知把神的孩子杀了，然后我屡屡要把你放在我的翅膀荫下，你总是不拒绝。”
And these religious people who rejected him.He said, "It's your temple, and the glory of God has gone out of your temple. This is not God's temple anymore."
当那些祭司、那些法利赛人，站在耶稣面前说，耶稣说，这变成你们的圣殿了。神的荣耀已经离开这个殿了，不，永远不在这个殿了。
He says, "Your temple is left to you desolate, desolate."
你的圣殿必变为荒凉。
And you know, our heart is.God's temple.
然后我们的心就变成了神的圣殿，在新约里面。
And when we reject Jesus, when we read what took place here in the Garden of Gethsemane, and we reject the Lord Jesus, our temple, our heart is left desolate.
Amen. 所以我们的心，当我们拒绝耶稣基督的时候，我们这个圣殿里面也要变成荒凉。
There was no more hope after that.
因为在那之后不会再有任何的盼望。
You know that the temple was destroyed Jesus predicted that.
你要知道那个有形的圣殿后来被在耶稣也预言了，后来的确是完全被毁了。
And every heart that rejects Jesus, their temple, they will be destroyed at the end too. It's a very solemn thing. It brings me to tears.That people, when they read this portion of the Bible, that how much God loved them.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
How could anybody reject such a love as this love? You know, to be under such extreme pressure as he was in, and the blood to be pouring out through his sweat is extremely pressure like you...Compare it to the olive when it's being pressed to get the oil. The oil is just little, the pulp and the skin and everything else is great in the thing, in the fruit. But the oil inside there has to come out of there and has to be pressed to get it out.
对，所以我们任何的人，当我们看见耶稣在这个里面他所受的这个压力，就像橄榄被压榨那样的压力的时候，如果我们没有真的没有去体会这一切，也拒绝耶稣的爱的时候，我们就到最后，我们的圣殿也是会被荒凉的，就像那个真实的圣殿一样。
You know, this was already settled in heaven. What was going to take place? What was going to happen? It was already written in the past. What was going to take place? But do you know something?When it really happens, when a person goes through the experience, Jesus knew already of what was going to happen. But to go through the experience, he learned through his experience. And his sufferings, he learned. Before, he did not know. There was knowledge there of what he was going to go through. But when his body went through that suffering,When that angel came to strengthen him, here's the Almighty God. Can you imagine what was going through him? That an angel would come and suffer him to strengthen him? The Almighty God who created everything by the word of his power? And now the angel is coming to strengthen him.
Amen. So...虽然在这之前耶稣是知道这一切他是要去经历的，但是当这一切刚真正发生的时候，你能想象他一个至高神的身份啊，这样的能力，他在那样的经历里面，他也依然需要天使来加添他的力量，那样的压力是何等的大呢。
First time the devil came to him, SatanTo tempt him, to test him, to try him. If you really are the Son of God. If you really are the Son of God. And that was that temptation. And that wasn't anywhere near what took place here in the Garden of Gethsemane. Not anywhere near the testing. Where his disciples would run away from him. And there would be nobody left. Not one soul.Beside him, to suffer with him, and to sympathize with him, and feel sorry for him.
Amen. 所以虽然我们都知道一开始撒旦曾经在四十天耶稣禁食的时候去试探他，说你若是神的儿子，你做什么？你若是神的儿子，你做什么？但所有这些试探和克西马尼园的相比，根本都不能相比。在那个克西马尼园的情景里，没有任何人再留下来陪他之后，没有任何的门徒。他是孤独一个人去承担这一切的痛苦的。
You know, our Lord Jesus,
也没有人怜悯他。
He was always glorified, but when he went through this experience of the cross and obedience to his Father, the Father gave him a name above every name, that all those that mock him here on the earth, in the present, in the past, and in the future, and all the demons and the angels,and the devils and the Satans. It says every knee will bow to that name and every tongue will confess that he is Lord because he is worthy to be called and given that position.
所以在这之后，上帝给了他超乎著名之上的名，所有的万口都要承认，万膝都要跪拜。虽然他谦卑至死，上帝把他抬到了最高的万有之上的位置，因为他是配得的。
I just want to take you back to the book of Isaiah chapter 53 again.
我们一起回到以赛亚书53章看一下。
It was already describing what was going to take place. God already knew what was going to take place.
因为上帝知道要发生的一切事，在以赛亚书里面已经讲得很清楚。
But to really go through that experience is reality. It's the real thing.
但是呢，虽然前面有预言，但当真正经历，在现实中经历这一切的时候，又是另外一回事。
He who was holy and knew no sin and became sin for us.
他是一个全然圣洁，他没有，他不知道罪，他却为我们成为罪。
What did that mean to him to be made sin for us? Who abhorred sin? Who hated sin? Who didn't want sin in his presence?What did it mean for him?
他成为为我们成为罪，他成为他一切的我们一切的罪都在他身上，他承担了这一切罪，这是什么意思呢？以赛亚书53篇了，1197页。
And what did it mean to the father when he turned his face away from his son?
但对于父亲来说，天父来说，当他把他的脸面离开他的儿子是什么样的意思？
And here in the Garden of Gethsemane, he's praying to his father, Abba, Father, my dad. It's a loving relationship. It's a relationship that was never broken.
你要知道，在他们祷告的时候，他说：“阿爸父啊，我的父啊，这是一个非常有爱的关系。这个关系从来没有被断过，没有分开过。”
And on the cross, he didn't cry out, Abba, Father. He didn't cry out, my Father.He says, My God, why have you forsaken me? It was a time for judgment. God was judging his son. And he was now in the position of God the judge. God, not Father. And the Lord Jesus was separated from his Father for that short time to pay for your sins and for my sins.
然后在十字架上的时候，他祷告，他并没有说我的父，我的父。他说我的神，我的神呢、啊？你为什么离弃我？因为在那一刻，他已经替我们成为罪，所以他是一个罪犯的角色，在那很短的时间里，跟父分开了，一切的罪都在他的身上，所以那是个非常痛苦的时刻。
So in Isaiah chapter 53.And verse 3, it says, He was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. You know, in heaven there is no sorrow, there is no grief there. The angels always worshipped him and loved him and adored him. It was a happy place, and it is a happy place. But this happy man who was in heaven,came here as the man of sorrow. And I'm just brought to sorrow when I read that. It says, it wasn't none of his sorrow. It was my sorrow. It was my shame that he took upon himself and he became a man of sorrow. And he was a man who was despised.
然后三节说他被藐视被人厌弃多受痛苦常经忧患。他被藐视好像被人掩面不看一样我们也不尊重他。这里他讲到的全都是我们的忧伤我们的罪我们的痛苦我们的忧患但事实上是他在替我们承担所以世界说他诚然担当我们的忧患背负我们的痛苦
Nobody knows the sorrow that he went through It was a very unique sorrow We have sorrow in our lives when we get into problems When there's death in our families we have sorrowBut the sorrow of the Lord Jesus is incomparable. There is no sorrow like his sorrow. And there is no grief like his grief.
所以我们很多时候不能理解耶稣的那个忧患、忧伤和痛苦。因为我们的人会在地上也有我们失去亲人 我们有很多自己的痛苦，但是耶稣在十字架上经历的那个痛苦是完完全全不一样的。
And it says, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised and he was esteemed him not. And nobody wants to go near a person that's crying all the time. Nobody likes to be near a person that's grieving all the time. They want to go to a person that's happy and joyful. But sin is sorrow. Sin is grief.And the Lord Jesus took all that in and he poured it out there in the Garden of Gethsemane. He said to his Father, he said, not my will, but thine be done.
所以我们每个人都知道我们不愿意去甚至不愿意去靠近一个在忧伤中的人，我们喜欢和快乐的人待在一起。但是呢相反，耶稣却是说：“而愿你的旨意成全，父啊，愿你的旨意成全。我愿意去承担这一切人的所有人的痛苦和忧伤和他们的罪。愿你的旨意成全。”
And it says in verse 4, it says, "Surely he has borne my grief and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God."
然后四节说他诚然担当我们的忧患背负我们的痛苦我们却以为他受责罚被神击打苦待了
Surely I can say that he bore my sorrows and that's what brings me to that reality that there was one who loved me so much how could I say no to his love how could I say noto obedience to him who was obedient to his father
所以我们知道是他承担了我们的痛苦在这里面我们看见何等大的爱呢我们怎么忍心或者我们怎么能够拒绝说主啊我愿意顺服你因为他自己就是顺服天父
Verse 5, it says, And he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed.
然后五节说，乃是他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安。因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
You know, the Bible tells us when they beat him,that people couldn't recognize if he was a human being or something else. There was nothing but blood and sores and wounds in his body. Every square centimeter of his body was blood oozing out. And when I think about that, I don't want to think about that. Because that was my sin.That was the ugliness of my sin.
52:14 in the previous chapter, that's what you're referring to.
Yeah.
Disfiguring. 52. Verse 14.
Yeah, in the last chapter before that, 52 and verse 14.
就是上一章的52章的14节。
It says, as many, that's Isaiah chapter 52 and verse 14, as many as were astonished at thee, his visage was so marred, more than any man, and his form more than the sons of man. I can't vision that.
In the New International Series, it says his appearance was so disfigured.
Disfigured, yeah. That means nothing was in order in his body anymore, like a normal human being.
就他在十字架的时候，他其实已经完完全全很难别人认出他的形象了，因为受伤如此的严重。那其实是为了我们的。罪我们的痛苦他站在上面所以52章14节讲得很好他说因为许多人因他惊奇或者是因你啊就是指耶稣 他的面貌比别人憔悴，他的形容比世人枯槁。
It says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. We don't consider what God has done for us. We're just merely going through life and doing this and doing that, keeping busy, raising our children, working, trying to get ahead. We have no consideration of what God did for us.
所以我们常常比如说我们的生活要一起去往前，我们会有很多的事情，我们的眼目是盯在地上很多的事情上，但是我们常常会忘记耶稣替我们所做的这一切才是根本，因为我们本是罪人，我们要这本是我们应该承担的。
Verse 7 says,He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He didn't cry out from his mouth. He didn't say anything from his mouth. He loved us and he was dying for us. And he was paying for the penalty of our sins. As a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth.
所以七节说他被欺压在受苦的时候却不开口。他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地。就像羊在剪毛的人手下无声，他也是这样不开口。
In verse 8 says, He was cut off out of the land of the living. He was cut off from the land of the living.
他因受欺压和审判，他被夺去。
For the transgression of my people was he stricken.
至于他同事的人，谁想他受鞭打从活人之地被剪除，是因为我们百姓的罪过呢？
And verse number 10, it says, Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, and he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand.
那十节耶和华说这里说耶和华却定义将他压伤，使他受痛苦，耶和华以他为赎罪祭，他必看见后裔，并且年长年日，耶和华所喜悦的事必在他手中亨通。
Even though this was the hardest thing that he had to do, the very hardest things, he's God Almighty, keep that in mind. And the hardest thing that he had to do was to die for the sins of mankind.That was the hardest thing, but it says that it was a joy for him to die for us because he loved us so much.
即使这是最难最难的事，为了所有人的罪，他以一个圣洁的身份成为罪，为我们死了，但他依然把这个当作喜乐，他最喜乐的事。
He thought of it as nothing, going to the cross of Calvary and to die for our sins.Yet it pleased the Father to bruise him. When he cried out to his Father, If there be any other way, please take this cup from me. There was no other way. God is holy. Sin must be judged. And that was the only way that God himself would pay for our sins.
因为神是圣洁的，又是公义的，罪必须要付上代价，必须要惩罚。所以这是唯一的方法。他成为罪替我们死了，所以这也是为什么十节说耶和华也定义将他压伤。
Now it says in verse 11, He shall see the travail of his soul, all the work that he accomplished on the cross of Calvary, and shall be satisfied. The Father is satisfied that sin has been judged. The Son has been satisfied that those he loved he can save now.He can show forth the grace and the mercy of God because his innocent blood was shed.
然后十一节说他必看见自己劳苦的功效便心满意足。因为许多人因认识我的义仆得称为义并且要担当他们的罪孽。所以他流出自己的宝血为我们的罪死了。他定然看见一切信靠他的人成为义因着他的救赎。
And we can be satisfied And we can be happy because our sins have been dealt with. And He has satisfied us and He has satisfied God. He is the mediator between God and man. He has satisfied both man and He has satisfied God.
所以他既满足了，既让神得着了满足，也让人得着了满足。因为我们自己的罪，一切的罪都被赎了，所以我们也非常的高兴。所以他就是那个中保，他所献的祭，神满足了，神悦纳了，也让我们得着了义。
And it says, and shall be satisfied by his knowledge, shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities, their sins.
对他。后半节就说许多人因认识我的义仆得称为义并且他要担当他们的罪孽。
It says in verse 12, therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoils with the strong, because he has poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession.
十二节说所以我要使他与伟大的同分与强盛的军分掳物因为他将命倾倒以至于死他也被列在罪犯之中他却担当多人的罪又为罪犯代求
What that body had to go through nobody would believe that that body could go to the cross the condition that it was in there was just no wayphysically speaking, that body could go to the cross and be nailed there. And it says, on his way there, there was a man from Cyrene. He, Jesus, could not carry that cross to the place where he would have to die on it. So a man came and took that cross there.
所以一个人当时的这个身体啊他是没有办法去扛着十字架走到那个山上去的。所以在当时来了一个古利奈人叫西门他替耶稣把十字架扛到山上去的。他以他当时的身体状况他也是没有办法自己扛着十字架非常的重。
Yet here he is, the Lord Jesus praying for his disciples. He knew what was going to take place.He knew that they would go away and leave him and abandon him.
所以为什么耶稣在当时为他的门徒们去祷告？因为他也知道这些人会离开他们，会离开他，会四散逃开。
He prayed for them that they would not be disheartened because they thought he was the Messiah, that he was the King of Israel that was to come. And they didn't understand that he had to go to the cross first.
原因就是当时的门徒们都以为他是弥赛亚是来要做王的所以他们根本不能够接受耶稣钉死十字架这个事情所以他们会极其的恐慌
When people get discouraged and they don't think things are happening the way they want them to happen they abandon that thought he didn't want them to abandon the fact thatHe had taught them that he is the Messiah. He is the Son of God. He didn't want them leaving discouraged.
所以他不希望门徒们就是忧伤的离开，因为他们都认为他是弥赛亚但是呢，他却上了十字架，所以他就为他们代祷，为他们祈求，坚固他们的信心。
He was praying that their faith would grow stronger and that.They would not abandon that faith that he had given them.
所以他盼望他们的信心能够继续的坚守甚至更强而不是放弃说他不是弥赛亚他就远离耶稣。
It's hard for us to enter in what it meant to God and what it meant to his son that he would pay for our sins. We have such a hard time to enter in but when I thinkOf this scene here in the Garden of Gethsemane, the pressure that was on him at that time, just grinding him to the point where he was so weak. Yet, he stood that test, and he came out victorious, and he said to his father, Not my will, but thine be done, because the flesh is weak. But the Spirit is willing.
所以在那个晚上，这个压力到一个程度，他非常非常的这个虚弱，然后他就跟父祷告说：“愿你的旨意成全。”他其实是在表达一个意思，他知道肉体是软弱的，但是他的灵是愿意的。
So just try to imagine this scene here. What's happening?
我们可以想象一下这个场景啊，那是一个非常鲜活的场景。
It's a scene that, as you enter into that scene, your knees will just knock, and your heart will just break.
当我们进到那个场景里，我们的双膝就会颤抖，我们的心就会破碎。
We have a holy and a righteous God, and we are sinners. Where are we before God? We're nothing but dust, dirt on the earth.
我们有一个圣洁，至高的神，我们就是灰尘，我们在他面前真的就是灰尘。
That He would love us and put His Son through such agony is way beyond my understanding.
但他即便这样的关系，他还依然愿意为我们。把他的爱子放在罪里面，这样的事情是我们难以想象的。
Well, we just finish up a couple of thoughts, and we will take a break.
对，我们在结束之前，我们茶歇之前就快速的过几个。
You have strong symbols here. You've got the cup.And you've got the oil press. Oh,
你有一个特别强的这个比喻在这里啊。一个你有一个杯，比喻的是什么东西？你有一个油的压榨哈，是一个比喻。
The cup here speaks what of death and the curse was in the cup.
所以杯在这里呢，就是死亡和咒诅都在这个杯里。
Death, the result of sin.
死就是罪的。结果罪的工价就是死。
And the curse because of sin.
咒诅是因着罪来的咒诅。
And that's what the Lord Jesus, he shrank back from.
这就是为什么耶稣他会从这里尝试着要退出去。
In his own spotless person, he didn't want to touch sin.
因为他自己全然无瑕无罪的这个位格他是不愿意去碰这个罪的。
So that's why he prayed.If it's possible, let this cup pass from me.
这就是为什么他跟父祷告说，如果可能，如果可行，你不要让我接这个杯。
So intense was the pressure that he needed to be strengthened from heaven to continue through that testing.
这个压力如此之大，所以他必须得从父那里得着，天使那里得着力量。
So, what do we find?The Lord Jesus, there's no answer from heaven.
耶稣在这里从天上没有听到答案，没有听到回答。
From his Father.
从他的父那里。
The Father sends an angel to strengthen him for the further conflict, but he doesn't give an answer to his question.
然后，天父从天上派了一位天使让他加添力量，但是，他没有给他一个答案。
And so that intense pressure, what comes out is absolutely pure, as we mentioned earlier, pure olive oil. Nevertheless, Father, let Your will be done.
所以在这样的巨大的压力下，出来的是什么？是非常纯洁的油。这个油就是什么？他说：“父啊，按你的意思，不要按我的意思。”
Are you still in Isaiah 53? Yeah. Okay. There's a couple of words there that is used in the New International Version. The word crush, it's found in the fifth verse.
我们还是在以赛亚书53章第五节啊，它有一些这个词，这里用的在 NIV 版本里面，五节用了一个 crush 啊。
Yes, in the fifth verse and the tenth verse.
第五节和第十节都用了 crush 这个词，对。
It says he was crushed for our iniquities.
他说他是为我们的，第五节说呢，为我们的罪孽被压伤哈 ，crush 是压伤的意思。
Verse 10 it says it was the Lord's will to crush him. So we have the figure from Isaiah 53 of this intense pressure.
然后第十节说呢，他说，耶和华的却定义将他压伤了，也是 crush。这里有一个很形象的那个。 地方就是他在把他压压住压伤。
Now a little application before we take a break.
啊，然后也用也会做一些这个引申的这个应用。
Turn with me to Psalm 34.
啊，然后我们看一下诗篇的34篇。
Verse 18.
34篇18节。就是911页。
You know, sometimes we can be crushed by the circumstances of life.
有的时候我们会被生命的环境啊，生活的环境所压伤。
You know, things can happen as a result of sin that absolutely crush us.
然后从罪的结果所带来的很多的事情会完完全全把我们自己压垮。
People today are under a lot of stress.
今天的人在很多的压力之下。
That's pressure. That's another word for pressure, isn't it?
所以我们可以用另外一个词说压力来代表它。
What if we become so burdened by our sin and by the circumstances of life that it completely crushes us?
所以我们可以想象这个环境和罪的后果是完全把我们压垮那么一个那个情形。
Some people, they feel they're hopeless. They may take their own lives or they may completely turn over to alcohol or drugs or they try to escape in some way.
所以有些人压力到一个程度他甚至会自杀甚至或者说他去喝酒他会把自己完全从那里来解脱出来。
You see, we have a savior who is crushed as well.
但我们有一个救主他也完全被压伤了。
Listen to this.
我们看这里。
Verse 18, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit.
所以诗篇的34篇18节说呢，耶和华靠近伤心的人，拯救灵性痛悔的人。其实这痛悔他用的英文也是 crushed。
We have one that can sympathize with us in our great need.
我们有一个，那就是我们的父，我们的神，他会在我们一切的需要里面给我们安慰，给我们怜悯。
And he came, and when he was crushed, what happened?
当他被压伤的时候，是发生了什么呢？
It was an answer that pleased the Father. Father, your will be done in my life, not me.
他的祷告是说父啊愿你的旨意成全不是我的旨意不是我的想法是你的旨意在我身上成全
So therefore there's salvation in no other There is no other name that is given among men whereby we must be saved and that is by the name of Jesus we can be saved
这样的结果就是他带来了我们得救唯一的路唯一的指望在地普天之下没有赐下别的名可以靠着得救唯独耶稣基督。
God set his seal upon his son by raising him from the dead.
然后上帝表达了他的对这个耶稣的悦纳因为他把他从死里复活了。
There's no other way to heaven. There's no other salvation.
没有任何其他的路能够靠着得救。
Except through the Lord Jesus.
除了通过耶稣基督。
Yeah.
好，那我们先有个茶歇哈，我们先做个祷告。亲爱的父，我们谢谢您啊，这是何等美好的救恩，这是何等美好的话语，父啊，因为没有别的可靠着得救，除了靠着我们的主啊。我们本是尘灰，本是粪堆，因为我们本是有罪的，这不是我们该有的位置，是站在那十字架上去承担的，却是我们的基督。父啊，谢谢您啊，这是何等大的恩典！我们为这一切献上感谢，求您带领我们，走着地上的路，带领我们常常的思念基督的恩典。父啊，也求您洁净我们的饮食，更求您洁净我们的心，是吧？听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。